WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm, control, and courage. And today, we're diving into something super powerful, building confidence through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like that inner voice is whispering doubts in your ear? You know, the one that says, you can't do it, or, what if you fail? Well, let me tell you, that little voice can be silenced. And the key to doing that? Emotional intelligence. Basically, being aware of your own emotions and understanding how they influence your actions, and recognizing those emotions in others. It's like having a superpower, folks. Now, why is this important? Because true confidence isn't about being fearless or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging our feelings, learning from them, and using that knowledge to make choices that align with our values and goals. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is the foundation for a strong and resilient you. So, here are 5 key takeaways to level up your confidence game through emotional intelligence. First up, self-awareness. This is all about tuning into your own emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What triggers you? What makes you feel happy, energized, or frustrated? By paying attention to these internal signals, you can start to understand your emotional patterns and how they affect your behavior. It's like becoming a detective of your own feelings. And remember, there are no bad emotions, they're just information. Second, emotional regulation. Once you know your triggers, it's time to learn how to manage those emotions effectively. Instead of letting anger, fear, or sadness take control, practice techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or journaling to calm yourself down and gain perspective. You don't have to suppress your feelings, just learn to handle them in a healthy way. Third, empathy. Step into the shoes of others. Try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean listening actively and trying to see things from their point of view. Empathy builds connection, strengthens relationships, and ultimately makes you a more confident communicator. Fourth, social skills. This is all about building strong, healthy relationships. Learn how to communicate effectively, resolve conflicts constructively, and build rapport with others. It's like having your own personal toolkit for navigating social situations with grace and ease. And finally, motivation. True confidence comes from within, but it can be fueled by our goals and aspirations. Set yourself some ambitious yet achievable targets and stay focused on what truly matters to you. This gives you a sense of purpose and direction, which is essential for building lasting confidence. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweating, and that inner voice is screaming, "You're going to mess this up." But hold on. You've been practicing your emotional intelligence skills. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of nervousness, remind yourself you've prepared well, and focus on connecting with your audience. Suddenly, those nerves transform into excitement, the energy of wanting to share your ideas. You deliver a confident, engaging presentation, leaving everyone impressed. Boom! Emotional intelligence in action. So, remember, building confidence isn't about pretending to be fearless. It's about mastering your emotions and using them as fuel for growth. By cultivating self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, social skills, and motivation, you'll unlock a whole new level of confidence. The kind that radiates from within and empowers you to tackle anything life throws your way. And that's the power of the anti-anxiety stoic, helping you navigate life with calm, control, and courage, one day at a time. So keep on shining, my friends. Want more? Share this episode with someone who could use a boost of confidence. Leave us a review. It helps others discover the power of emotional intelligence. And don't forget to join our community online for daily inspiration and support. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.